time after life. Ah, peace, that elusive butterfly in the human garden of emotions. What brings peace to one might be the very thing that stirs another existential anxiety. Peace, it seems, is as personal as it is universal. Many find peace within themselves. Peace is not just the absence of conflict, it's the presence of inner calm. Peace often comes from feeling connected, whether through family, friends, or a community. Others turn to the natural world that soothes the human spirit. A walk in the forest, the sound of waves. For some, peace comes from aligning with a set of beliefs that promise a higher purpose or afterlife. One engaging in acts of kindness can bring peace for others. Engaging in or experiencing art can be deeply peaceful. Some find peace in understanding the world through technology or the vastness of knowledge available today. Others find peace in writing. The explosion of blogging proves that. I can experience peace from the above items. However, a year and a half ago, I had a near-death experience. I was laying on the operating table, and a medical assistant says, "Doctor, his pressure is dropping fast." I was feeling very bad, and I just thought I took my last breath. I do not know where I went, but I felt peace I have never felt in all of my life. Peace, total peace. I cannot explain it, but the feeling was great. I believe I had preview of time after death. When I came back, that feeling of peace, total peace, disappeared, and I have not felt it since. In conclusion, I believe that I will not experience that feeling until the time after life.